to our Rivertown hotline and welcome in Steelers safety Ryan Clark, brought to you by Honda North and Armstrong Cable, One Wire, Infinite Possibilities. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. It's always great for you guys to be the first thing I hear in the morning.
Oh, absolutely. And same thing here for us. First thing we hear usually in the 9 o'clock hour. We love hearing from you every single week. First thing, let's get it out of the way. The James Harrison tweets that you had after the article and some of the excerpts came out, you said, James is being James. This is who he is. It doesn't bother any Steelers because this is just him. So is that, do you think, I know you can't speak for everybody in the locker room, but as a spokesman on this show, is that true that it's just sort of like people look at him and laugh because of the things he says and they don't get upset?
I mean, it wasn't so much about laughing and, you know, a situation to where I knew about the story. I knew how it was written. I was actually interviewed for the story. I knew the guy spent a lot of time here. And also, I saw the way it was written. I saw the way things are taken out of context. And so I was just saying that it wasn't as big of a deal as people were trying to make it. And, you know, it is just James. You know, we understand that sometimes James says things that other people won't say. Sometimes James says things that upset others that don't know him. And as for us, you know, it was just, we were just rolling with it, and I knew he would handle it in an adult manner when things, you know, began to be talked about and when things were being criticized, and he did, you know, and now it's over and now we can play. I think, you know, it's so funny, you get so much of the Steelers are falling apart and what's wrong with the Steelers, and nothing. You know, when football is time to be played, we'll go play football and have a good time and win a football game.
As far as the shots on Ben, do you think he's as okay with it as everyone else?
I'm sure he is. I mean, this is not the first time anything's happened to Ben. Ben's been through tons of adversity. Ben's had many things, you know, not go his way, and things come at him, and he's been a better player every time he comes out for him. So I'm sure a couple of words by James Harrison is not going to make Ben Roethlisberger continue to be the great player that he is.
Ryan, is it okay if Jim Colony asked you a question right now?
I told you guys, I only rock with two of y'all.
Well, how about this?
That's fine.
We'll give it a shot and see how it works out. Go ahead.
He's fine, man. He's fine.
Good luck, Jim. Now I'm trying to think of a really bad question, one that would really set you off to ask you a question. But the thing I was wondering about, though, with, you know, when you say it's James being James, and he has a reputation as, let's say, being a little kind of a loose cannon, kind of out there, let's put it that way, can that be an advantage when you guys as a defense have a player like that, that guys on the other team might look, you know, a little sideways at and say, gee, I don't know where this guy's coming from?
Oh, he's definitely the most feared player in football, if you ask me. You can't run away from him because it hits you on the side of the head. You can't run to him because it hits you in your face. And so, and that's the type of guy that I want on my football team. Is he a loose cannon? Is he crazy? None of those things. I think James definitely has an image. I think James finds a way to play to that image extremely well, and his play backs that up. But, you know, he's definitely an asset to have on your football team. You know, many other football players and other people came out and said things about him. But you tell me one football player who wouldn't want James Harrison to be on their team, and I'll show you a liar.
It's a Fan Morning Show with Steelers safety Ryan Clark on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Is this a case, too, where James Harris is the type of guy who, you know, it's the off season and it's a longer off season, and football is something that keeps him structured, and when you're kind of pent up and you want to take your aggression out on the field or working out, it's just been, he's been away from it so long that maybe he kind of lost his mind a little bit and said some things that he probably shouldn't have. Is lockout causing players like James to go nuts?
No, because what you guys don't know was this story was written a long time ago.
But it was May, right? I mean,
May? That's a long time ago. You know, if we were playing football, if the lockout, if there wasn't a lockout, that's still not a long time. You know, people are saying the lockout is doing this to players, but it's the off season. You know, it's the summer. You know, a lot of football would not be going on anyway. You know, you have OTAs, you have one mini camp. You're talking about veteran guys who do spend a lot of their time away from the facility. a lot of guys who don't have workout bonuses and things like that aren't at the facility a lot. You know, it's more for the young guys to work out with Garrett Keemon and to get in touch and to learn things about the system with new coaches. But as far as for the veterans, you know, these guys would have been doing exactly what they were doing. James would have been here in Arizona training. Anyway, so I don't think that it was a matter of it not being enough time to lock out. And I think people are looking for reasons and reaching for reasons with this lockout thing. And that's just not the situation. You know, the situation where he was doing an article, a man spent not one day interviewing him, but interviewed him over a number of days and took a number of conversations to piece together an article. As you can see, you know, when it was written, you know, it wasn't like, this is the question on Ben Roethlisberger. He just said, on Ben Roethlisberger. Because it was so many times that they talked about the subject or were talking about the Super Bowl, and he pieced together what can get the most sensationalism. He pieced together what can give you the best quotes to match this picture that we took. So it had nothing to do with the lockout. It just is what it is. You know, he's a human. He's a man. And he said what he said, and it was taken out of context. And, you know, now he's dealing with the consequences of it.
Ryan, there are some reports out there that free agency could begin as soon as Friday. Would that surprise you if we're actually that close to an agreement?
Nothing will surprise me at this point. But I can honestly say that, you know, and I told you last time, that football is going to get played. It could be as early as Friday, and that would be awesome. You know, if free agency could start then, and we can get a whole preseason. But, you know, like I said, it's just no exact time. It's no 100% positive, sure way to pinpoint a day where this thing can happen. You know, some days we get a lot of movement. You know, it's a lot of movement and a lot of ground is made. And then some days you don't. You know, this is a very tedious process. It's a very meticulous process. And that is why it's taking a long time. And that's why guys are meeting constantly and lawyers are constantly hammering out numbers because they're trying to figure out a way to get this done fair for both sides and also get it done in an expedient manner so we can have football.
Okay, let me try again with this question. So, Ryan, what time does your flight leave for Washington so you can meet with all the other players?
My flight doesn't leave, man. I'm here.
Now, but seriously, are you guys, I know that you're briefed constantly. There was a report out there that some players are going to be in D.C. I don't know if maybe Charlie Batch would be one of those guys. But, you know, do player reps have to get back together in order for this thing to get done? And then a second part of that question is, how quickly do you guys, or how quickly can you guys recertify as a players association?
You know, that's something that's going to be actually part of bargaining, part of negotiation, and definitely something that we're going to deal with and talk if it's positive for us, if it's what we want to do, you know. So we will. So that's something else that has to be hammered out between us, and something we'll work towards. And definitely, guys are starting to get towards to DC Executive Committee, especially guys that were elected to be the heads of the head. Actually, so you know, we've been getting calls, and we get as many conference calls and more briefings recently than ever. But I think that has only continued to we've continued to do more of that as we've gotten closer and closer to a deal and more information needed to be passed on. So we'll continue to do those things, and I think soon we'll have a deal here, and you know, we can just talk about some real football.
It's the Fan Morning Show. It's on Sports Radio 937, the Fan with Steelers safety Ryan Clark. Ryan, I heard one rumor, read something. This could be totally false, but if a deal gets reached within the next couple of days, that there could be a mini camp over the weekend prior to training camp to make up for some lost time. Has that been discussed at all, or is that just something that came completely out of nowhere?
Yeah, somebody threw that one out of left field. That's something that hasn't been discussed amongst us. And I think the one thing that people have to realize there's a lot of business that has to be taken care of before we play football. You know, you do have free agency. You do have to try to sign undrafted free agent. You also have to look at trying to get rookies under contract. So it's a lot of business that has to be taken care of. I think those things will be done first. And by the time all that's over, you're just going to have to, you know, get around to playing football. If you look at the two teams supposed to play in the Hall of Fame game. I know the Chicago Bears especially are supposed to report on like 22nd, 23rd. You know, so if you're trying to have a mini camp before it, I think you're doing your teams an injustice.
So, Ryan, on a percentage scale, what are the chances, 0 to 100, that you guys are going to be in training camp on time in Latrobe?
I would say 50%. I would say it's 50-50. I think it's a good opportunity that we're moving in that direction where we can get to camp on time. I know we'll definitely be in Latrobe at some point. It won't be, I don't see it or foresee it being extremely late. But there's still some things to hammer out. And, you know, one thing D. Smith has stressed to us is that this thing is not over until the ink dries on the paper, you know, until we sign it, until it's ratified, until we're ready to go. So, you know, you have to be ready for anything to happen.
Will the Pirates make the playoffs, Ryan?
Yes, they will. Pirates are actually doing awesome. I need to get back so I can go to the game, so I can be a part of this. I need to jump on the bandwagon so I can say I've been there the whole time.
There you go.
Nice. Thanks for the time, Ryan. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
I have a good one.
You too, Ryan.